Your Business Mentor, a program for owners of small and medium-sized businesses. Hello, I'm Neil Tuckwell, your business mentor. In today's program, we will be talking about the family farm as a business. And to join us for this discussion, we have as our guest, Mike Krause. Mike is founder and CEO of P2P Agri, an Adelaide-based business that helps farmers to be better business people. Mike has recently completed writing a book, Farming the Business, which was commissioned by the Grains Research and Development Corporation, GRDC. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hi, Neil. Great to be here.
Now, let's start with a pretty simple question. Can you give us a short description of the book?
Neil, the book is actually a manual on farm business management, and it's aimed to help farmers and their advisors to look at ways of how we can measure profitability and efficiencies and look at ways of further improving the business profitability.
And why was it commissioned by GRDC?
GRDC is an organisation that's been commissioned to help farmers with their grain productivity and also profitability. They've been very successful over the last number of years of helping farmers improving productivity, but that success is slowing now. And GRDC feel the next frontier in helping farmers is actually to help boost their skills in farm business management.
Okay, now the book comes in two formats. I've been fortunate to see both formats, that's hard copy and electronic for iPads. Can you describe some of the innovative features of the electronic version?
It's quite exciting to work in the electronic area because we can help readers and learners who like to either read and learn or listen and learn or do and learn. And in the ebook, we can actually do all three. One of the significant features is that we have 5 specialists and 10 case study farmers where we have videos that pupils can look and listen and understand how other people have been using these important principles of farm business management.
Now, with this electronic version, why were the innovations brought into that version, Mike? Was it that the request of GRDC or was it that something you felt lent to the value of the book?
I think GRDC are looking at ways of improving their extension and communication with farmers, and this technology over the last year or so has become more robust. And so when they approached us to do this project, they said, we want you to both write a traditional book as well as put it in an ebook format, mainly to see how the market responds. And I guess that will direct their activities of communicating to farmers in the future.
Great. And you mentioned that there's a number of expert contributors to the book. Can you just give us a brief summary of who they are and what their contributions are?
Sure. We've had the Associate Professor Bill Malcolm, who comes from Melbourne University. He helps us with some of the theory behind economic thinking and farm business management. We have a number of consultants who work in this area, Bill Long, Tony Hudson and Linda Eldridge, giving us their knowledge of the various aspects of farm business management. And finally, we have an accountant from Hood Sweeney who helps to talk about accounting and using farm business management skills rather than tax management.
And just going back to one of the earlier questions about the innovative features, you mentioned the contributors made some innovative contributions. What was that, Mike?
I think it was more in the clarity of thinking that comes over. We were really aiming to help farmers in 3 areas. One is cash flow, the second one is profitability, and the other one is wealth creation. So separating those out simply and making them part of our goal set for farmers to look at what they'd like to achieve into the future.
All right, well, you've now opened the topic of content. So let's dig a little bit deeper in that regard. There are 3 modules to the compendium that you've put together. Can you give us a short summary of each and then we'll go back and explore those in more detail?
Sure. One of the challenges we had in putting the book together is that farmers and advisors are at different levels of skill base, I guess, when it comes to farm business management. And we didn't want to preclude anyone from that. So we broke the book into three modules. The first one gives an overview of farm business management, so readers can then say where they've got their skills or where they'd like to research further. Module 2 goes into much more detail of how to put budgets together, how to look at different ratios, different benchmarks, how to use them and monitor their businesses. The third module is more advanced topics. It's really aimed at helping businesses improve their performance far beyond where they are now. So we look at things like succession planning and risk management and various advanced analytical tools.
That sounds good. Let's explore a little bit more some of the detail of Module 1. You talked about that being an overview and identifying skills that farmers should have if they're going to run their farm as a business. Let's dig a little deeper, Mike. Can you tell me a bit more detail of what's in that Module 1?
Sure. Module 1 was broken into three areas. The first one was looking at the whole farm system. So it's good to understand the economic environment we live in, the political environment, the natural environment. So we talk about those issues. The second one is also equally important. It's about leadership and people management. A lot of the businesses we're in are people related, and farmers by nature can be isolationists because they're working by themselves, but it's a very important part of their management as they communicate with banks and accountants and other members of their business. And the third part of this module, it really focuses on farm business management. So it looks at economic thinking, it looks at the budgets and how to measure performance and the various analytical tools.
We're talking with Mike Krause, who's authored a book, Farming the Business, that has been commissioned by the Grains Research and Development Corporation. Now we're going to talk about what's in the remaining modules. Mike, let's move on, and can you give us a bit more detail about Module 2?
Module 2 covers some really important topics when it comes to farm business. We look at two areas. Where are the farm business heading? So we talk about things like vision and mission setting and goals and setting SMART goals and SWOT analysis and the difference between tactical and strategic planning. Then after that, we move into how to measure the three components of good business management, being liquidity or cash flow, efficiency, or some people call that profit and loss, and wealth, which really focuses on the balance sheet and looking at the wealth of the business over time. We also touch on topics like tax management isn't good farm business management and why we shouldn't just rely on our tax returns.
Well, a lot of those business principles seem to apply to most other businesses, not just farms. So what is it that's specific and most important to the farmer?
I think the specific and most important thing to the farmer is they have to deal with a lot of variability. Some they will know, they'll appreciate markets going up and down, which is no different to any other business, but they also are very dependent on climate. It can impact on their businesses quite dramatically. And so by measuring their farm performance and understanding the dynamics of their farm through these risks will help them manage these risks far better. Given that we are moving into the future of uncertainty of what the climate ahead of us will be.
So let's talk about Module 3, and you mentioned earlier on that there are a number of advanced topics in Module 3. Can you give us a summary of what's there?
Yeah, sure. There's a number of topics there, Neil. First, we'll talk about how banks lend to farmers and what the important ratios they look at. We talk about risk management in a very broad area, but provide a tool so that farmers can assess their risk profile and look at ways of improving that management. We talk about grain selling versus marketing. There is a difference, and farmers are sellers, so cost of production is important to them. Then we try and stretch people's thinking and looking at different business models. The model of owning all our land and machinery may not be the best model moving into the future. So I guess we've thrown that challenge out. Succession planning is a big issue for farmers and risk management, and that needs to be handled well, and we've given some pointers on that. Then we look at analytical tools, things like sensitivity analysis and break-even analysis and scenario what-if type analysis. We talk about those and how farmers can get access to that information. And finally, we talk about advisory boards, which is a new thing in farming. I know other businesses in the economy have used this, but hasn't been common for the farming business. And we're suggesting that's also a way of the future for farm businesses.
You mentioned earlier on there were 10 case studies in the electronic version. Can you elaborate a little more and tell us the types of case studies and how that information is presented to the reader?
Sure. Unfortunately, it's not presented to the reader that much, Neil, because it's really in the e-book and it's presented by really effective videos. We selected 10 businesses from around Australia, all different sizes and different stages of their business cycle. But they were people that were focusing on different elements of farm business management very well. So, and we felt the reader would need to relate to people actually putting this stuff in practice out in rural Australia. So we have businesses where there might be just one female as the farmer, to businesses where multi-generations are driving it, to some businesses that are using non-traditional methods of driving their business, like broadacre pig farming coupled with crop production. So I guess the point is that the readers and the viewers can really understand how these businesses work and see that these principles of good farm business management are being applied.
And I guess as it is with business owners in other part of the economy, they're more likely to listen to fellow business owners than they are some other people, Mike.
Look, and that was the aim, Neil. We can bring together experts to talk about the theory and the how-to and best practice. But unless there's proof that this actually works, then it's harder for people to understand how it might help them.
Quite so. Now, you've talked about three modules. The modules cover a lot of material. So what is the best way to approach this book? Is it a topic at a time or some other means?
Look, it probably varies between the reader or the learner as to the best way to do it. Ideally, a topic at a time, but I suggest look at the first module and address the issues there that are strong in the business and those that are weak in the business. And then perhaps take the topics that are weak in the business and look at the other two modules and perhaps dive into those topics more to see how improvements could be made in the business.
It's always a bit of a challenge for people who are running a business to find the time to devote to this kind of work. And often support is necessary to get them through, not just in learning the topic, but also some emotional support. What support is going to be available for those needing further help in understanding and implementation?
That's probably a work in progress, Neil, but my company, Plan to Profit Agri, has a number of different training workshops and courses available to farmers and advisors. We've been running these over the last few years. We've also developed some specialised farm business support software, which is also embedded in our training. So I suggest listeners may want to Google Plan to Profit Agri and see what we have on offer.
Okay, and finally, availability and cost of the hardbook copy and also the electronic version.
GRDC obtained their funding from government and farmers, so they make a lot of their publications relatively free to people to access. So the book is available at $10 a book to cover handling and postage. Contact the Grains Research Development Corporation for that. The iBook or the eBook is available on iTunes, Apple iTunes, and it comes in three modules. If you have an iPad or a Mac, you have then the facility to download the eBook and view it from there, and that's free of charge.
Thanks, Mike. Well, that completes today's program. My thanks again to Mike Krause for joining us and giving his insights into how farmers can improve their business knowledge and skills. And remember that advice provided in this program is of a general nature only and should not be relied upon as specific advice relating to your business.